destination, the place to where someone is going or being sent. If you don't know where you're going, you probably won't get there. That's a quotation of mine. I coined this phrase some years back because it has both truth and humor in it. But what does it mean? What is its point? Yesterday, I hopped on my motorcycle to go out and enjoy a ride on a mild December day. What was my destination? Home. Implicit in my decision about my destination of home was the fact that regardless of which direction I chose, eventually I would have to turn around, change directions, and come back. I headed up east on Highway 50, reached Beulahville, and turned back west for a 135-mile round trip. And this is what's called a round trip. We love round trips because we like adventures, new experiences, and we love home. Deciding where to vacation is exciting because it's a destination with exciting possibilities. Likewise, when we go out to eat, our destination has exciting possibilities. Our place of employment is a destination. Where we invest our money is a destination. Where we spend our time is a destination. Okay, back to the phrase I coined above. If you don't make a conscious decision about a destination, where you end up may not be where you want to be. Jesus came preaching, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." The children of Israel lost sight of their destination and so had fallen into subjugation to Rome. God had told Abram, "I am your exceeding great reward." God himself was Abram's destination. So the Jews needed to repent, change their minds, their direction, in order for them to get to their destination, God. Every one of the Beatitudes spoke of a direction and a destination. If you're poor in spirit, God will give you the kingdom of heaven. If you're mourning, God will comfort you. If you are meek, God will give you blessings of earth. If you hunger and thirst for God, He will fill you with Himself. If you're merciful, you will receive God's mercy. If you're pure in heart, honest and sincere in seeking God, He will show Himself to you. If you try to promote peace, you will be seen as a child of God. If you suffer persecution while ministering for Christ, the kingdom of heaven will open to you. Without the direction, you would not reach the destination. This reality is an aspect of the spiritual law of seed, time, and harvest. Whatever direction you take, eventually you will reach the destination associated with that direction. You cannot choose the consequences of your choices. Joseph Prince coined that phrase. This is Joseph's way of saying whatever seed you sow determines the type of harvest you reap. No drug addict starts using drugs in order to get addicted. No thief starts stealing to end up in jail. No liar starts lying to end up embarrassed and dishonored. The addict started using for the destination or a thrill, a high. The thief started stealing for the destination of having property. The liar started lying for the destination of advantage. The problem with each of these losers is that the destination they had in mind was illusory, ephemeral. They did not see the real destination associated with the direction they chose. Our society has chosen a direction of socialism. It has the illusory destination of fairness, equity, and general welfare. However, its real destination is injustice, inequity, and poverty. In the same way that the drug addict, the thief, and the liar made their choice based on an illusory destination and ended up destroyed, so our society will be destroyed by choosing the direction of socialism. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 6:23. Sin is choosing the wrong direction, whose illusory destination evaporates into the real destination of death. Ask God for wisdom in your choice of destinations in life. Wisdom is the ability to see the end from the beginning, to grasp the real destination that your chosen direction leads to. He will give you guidance to make the right choices about destination and direction in the little things so that your final destination is abundant, eternal life. He that has ears to hear, let him hear. Matthew 11:15. The preaching of the gospel is about choices, directions, and destinations. Seek to find someone who has ears to hear and fill them with the knowledge of God in Christ Jesus.